You have to be president or vice president to be able to get your trip paid for anyway, right?
Exactly.
No.
I thought that's how we voted.
No, no.
Well, you're talking about this year.
This year.
Now, there was a statement made in this meeting that historically only the chairman and the vice chairman had been approved to attend the law. That statement was emphatically made.
Correct.
That statement turned out to be incorrect.
No, Mr. Burns. I made that statement. I'm the one sitting here. Twice, we let other people go for the simple reason we had a lot of funds that come back, and we were told that the governor's office was going to confiscate them, and we spent sent four or five people to the conventions for 2 years, but it was voted on and approved in here. From the conception of this committee to now, it's only been, for a long time, it was only the chairman, then we voted for the chairman and the vice chair. But for 2 years, more people went, and that's the only reason they went. We had surplus funds.
Well,
so you made an exception to a generalized policy.
Right, exactly.
Even though you said it's historically, it's always been only the chairman and vice chairman.
But the board can overrule it.
And it had that prerogative to do so at the last meeting, did it not, Mr. Gay?
And they did not.
That's correct. That is correct.